This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And economic numbers are out today, and there's been the unemployment rate has jumped up a bit. And we've been asking folks for your hard times playlist on The Takeaway, and you've been responding in droves at 8778-MY-TAKE or writing to us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. What songs get you through tough times? Here's one of our listeners.
Hi, I'm Estelle Santos. I'm calling from New York City, listening to WNYC. And my song for the season is an old Kingston Trio, The Merry Minuet.
They're rioting in Africa. They're starving in Spain.
Well, not sure what to make of that song, but thanks for that.
It's a sort of take your job and shove it. Kind of approach to hard times where you kind of go, you know, let's laugh at it. But of course, there's a whole other approach.
It's so painful.
Yeah.
Well, here's Anne. She wrote on our website with her Hard Knock song.
For the poor old dirt farmer, he's lost all his corn. And now where's the money to pay off his loan?
That's Levon Helm with The Poor Old Dirt Farmer.
Levon Helm, man, he's still going strong. We've been talking today about a new trend in kids' books, apocalypse aftermath literature, talking about global warming and, you know, doomsday kids' books. We got this response from Mike.
I remember a series of books by the author, I believe, was John Christopher. And the first book in the series was called The White Mountains, and it was about a bunch of kids in England who grew up in a society which was dominated by these tripod aliens.
Dominated by tripod aliens.
It's weird, the stuff you remember.
That's great. We talked about this actually earlier, but it's worth repeating. Somebody actually composed a child's post-apocalyptic story.
Anonymous.
For us. Yeah. C-Spot, C-Spot Run, Run Spot, Run from the Impending Nuclear Holocaust, C-Spot Nuked, Going Up in Flames, Howling and Shrieking. You know, I think we could get a publisher for that person.
It's pretty violent. It's interesting they did not leave their names. But our listener, Melissa, called in with her take on how to talk to your kids about those doomsday scenarios.
I'm 17 years old, and when 9/11 happened, I didn't really know what to make of it. Both of my parents worked in the city, but I just kind of had to deal with it. Every day is a risk. Yet, on the other hand, I went to see WALL-E with my mom and found it completely terrifying because it seemed so plausible. And I realized my parents are always going to tell me that everything's going to be okay when I'm 10 years old, because that's what they need to tell me. So it's really hard to talk to a child about a post-apocalyptic world, because no matter what, mommy or daddy always has the right answer.
Oh, that is
wow.
A great story. I mean, you can hear,
yeah.
I mean, she was 10 or 11 years old when 9/11 happened, and clearly she revisited that whole experience in seeing WALL-E. So very, very interesting. We're also talking on quite a different subject about cohabitation. Numbers are through the roof. 1 in 10 people, different sex, living with a partner without bothering with marriage. Julius wrote into our website with this idea. 30-plus years ago, we called it living together. My wife and I moved to NYC in January of 1974, got an apartment together, and started our lives. Parents were not thrilled at first, but they came around, and we are still together with 2 kids after 32 years of marriage. Oh, that's
pioneers.
Sinful.
They're pioneers.
Sinful. Oh.